When you were a kid, when did you get a radio in your house?
We were very young, and it was one that it had more dials on it than you ever could think of. And it came from my grandparents, my father's mother and father. Where they got it, I don't know, but we got it. We used to love to play with it. You could shortwave, you could get everything on the foolish thing. But it had so many knobs on it that I don't remember now what they all were for.
Seven kids, I'm amazed it lost and yeah. You didn't break it.
And they kept it because it was a nice cabinet. And there was a bumblebee nest out in the backyard in the tree, and a piece fell off. And Bob took it and he put it inside the radio. It wasn't working then. And all of a sudden, my mother said, "Where are all these bees coming from?" The thing had, it was a beehive piece, and there were all eggs in there, and they all hatched. Oh. And they were coming out, flying all over.
Your poor mother.
What did you listen to on the radio when you were young?
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Yeah, we used to listen to
Jack Benny.
All those operas in the afternoon, too. G-Men. You'd have the guys walking, you'd hear them walking like in prison. That's the way they come on.
Yeah. Traumatic.
We used to watch, that's all we had when we were first married. We used to listen to Jack Benny and Phil Harris. Philip McGee and Molly.
Did everybody used to just sit around in the living room and listen?
Yeah. And then when we used to listen to Lux Radio Theater. And they'd play it, every week would be a different movie, and they'd have the real actors reading the Lux Radio Theater. Yeah, oh, God, yeah, it makes you think back, doesn't it?